In middle school, some friends and I exploited the fact that one of our acquaintances had got himself a job as a clerk at the campus snack concession. Through a combination of persuasion and intimidation, we induced him to sell us sugary treats at greatly reduced prices, and for several weeks we gorged ourselves on sweet, stolen, empty calories. But then, alas, we were busted. A member of our tong folded under pressure and sold out the rest of us to school administration. The repercussions were not especially harsh. In fact, as I recall, I myself was asked to take a job as replacement clerk and was paid. Even then, it seemed like mixed messages were being conveyed. The whole adventure was, if you will, a conspiracy. The group of us conspired together for private gain and were semi-successful. So it has never seemed impossible or crazy to me to suggest that the larger world is also a playground for conspiratorial groups. Rather, it strikes me as an inevitable byproduct of human association. For after all, if even school children secretly conspire, with some success, to further their own ends, it is hardly shocking to suggest that adults, too, take advantage of organized clandestine activity to enrich themselves at the expense of others. In fact, some historians blithely maintain that the story of civilization is a tale of various secret societies struggling with each other for primacy in world affairs, and that governments, religions, and corporations are mere window dressing employed by these shadowy clubs to cloak their hidden agendas. But if my tale of middle school skullduggery supports the idea of adults meeting in secret to plot nefarious deeds, it also holds out hope for the rest of humanity because, in the end, my friends and I were busted, sold out by one of our own, and internecine struggle appears to be a feature of adult conspiracy as well. Apparently, those who live by the sword of secret activity are wont to die by it as well. Unless, of course, they get better with practice. And speaking of hope, it's curious, isn't it, that we tend to assume that conspiracies are always pernicious, and that the ends they pursue must always be at the expense of the greater good. But as Joachim Bey, Robert Anton Wilson, and other savants have pointed out, the machinery of conspiracy is neutral in itself and works equally well on behalf of the righteous. For the record, perhaps I should make clear that I'm not currently a member of any secretive, sex magic practicing, World Bank manipulating cults, though not for lack of trying. I suppose I don't qualify. Or maybe it's just another downside of living in a small, rural community. But I keep putting myself out there because, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. In other words, don't give way to paranoia when contemplating conspiracy, but rather, start your own counter-conspiracies. It's a perfectly rational choice. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.